Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
This is the Dogger Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. Well, most of the nation in the Midwest, anyway, had winter this weekend, and we've got snow on the ground here. It's still flurrying just a little bit, but the sun is shining. But we are being promised we are going to get more winter weather this week, and I think some of the rest of you will, too. But anyway, happy Groundhog's Day. Today is February 2nd. My mentor, Derry Brownfield, loved Groundhog's Day. For some reason, he thought it should be a national holiday. But he didn't believe in Punxsutawney Phil. He said, he's not living where I live. I need to look at my groundhogs. Anyway, happy Groundhog's Day. He did see a shadow. It looks like 6 weeks more of winter. You know, whether he does or not, we usually have 6 weeks more of winter anyway, regardless of what the groundhog says. But anyway, happy Groundhog's Day. Now, my question to you today, is the United States of America a free nation? Are we a free nation? Now, I want to share with you, now, I haven't shared it with you for a long time, but before I start in with the articles that I have to share with you today, I want to share with you a quote from our first elected president, George Washington. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. Unnecessarily laid upon them. The patience of which men and women. We will endure things. We will buy their stories of saving this creature, saving that creature, the environment, or a kinder, gentler utopia, and we allow them to put burdens upon the people. Well, are we a free nation? You know, I went through all my articles this morning that I had chosen today out of the emails, and wasn't sure which one I should lead off with. But I'm going to lead off with this one and then go into the others because I think they're connected. And right here is an article from, I've got to find it here, from the Daily Signal, talking about the State of the Union address to some degree, or the lack of attention of the State of the Union address. This is leading, it's titled here, Leading from Behind Isn't Working, Mr. President. And this is actually from Jim DeMint and James Carafano. I'm not sure how to say his name, and I apologize if he's listening. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans. Now, I know from talking to you, many of you were not going to listen or watch the State of the Union address, but nearly 9 out of 10 Americans skipped the President Barack Obama's State of the Union address, according to the Nielsen poll. Only 31.7 million tuned in on January 20th. At the second lowest viewership attracted by the event in 15 years. Now, why do you think that is? I don't think it's just Barack Obama, although he's the one in charge right now. But the interest has faded from the American people because we don't see representation. We don't see them fighting for us. We don't see them doing their job for the people. That's my opinion. And so we don't tune in. We figure, well, they're not really talking to me anyway. They're just talking at me. There's a difference. There's a huge difference. And I feel that possibly many of you out there, and many who are not listening, those who do not vote, simply because they don't think it's going to make a difference. Now, don't call me and talk about voter fraud. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, if you give to a charity and they abuse that money, you didn't do the wrong thing. It's still the right thing. You have to be cautious. But going back to this article, yet it's safe to assume that many, if not most, world leaders were quite curious to hear what the leader of the free world had to say. And our nation's friends and allies must have turned from the screen deeply disappointed that they barely merited a mention. The speech's section of America's world and place in the world was all too brief, they said. And that's a shame because friendly nations are eager for closer dialogue with the White House. Friendly nations are. We know because we have been on what Hillary Clinton called the listening tour, meeting with officials from allied and partnering nations to learn of their concerns and what they would like to see from the United Nations. I mean, from the United States. Excuse me, that was a Freudian slip there. They told us the same things they've been telling this White House for months. Their top-line message are common values as free nations are being threatened. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second. This article is just only two pages, but I want to stop right there with that comment. They told us the same thing they've been telling this White House for months. Their top-line message are common values as free nations are being threatened. Now, I didn't get a chance to share this with you a while back, but we have been ranked. The U.S. drops from the top 10 freest countries in 2014 index of economic freedom. And I wanted to share this with you because it goes along with a lot of what I've been telling you and what the George Washington quote has shared with you. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. So why are we no longer in the top 10 of countries, of freest countries? What has happened to the United States of America? We were once the leading nation in freedom, and we've dropped to number 12. Why is that? Well, in the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation's recently released the 2014 Index of the Economic Freedom, the United States has dropped from the list of the top 10 freest economies in the world. Over the past year, the U.S. moved from the 10th freest economy to the 12th. Number 12, we're not number one. You know, that's not good enough. What would our founding fathers think? Well, they may not think much of rankings in the world, but they would think a lot about what burdens have been put upon the people, and we've allowed it. And I think they would think greatly about that, not in a positive way. The index measures 10 different factors and compares countries based on their regulatory efficiency, size of government, rule of law, and the openness of their markets. Each of the factors is measured on a scale of 1 to 100, and the country's overall score in the average of each factor from the 2014 index, the data cover the last half of the 2012 to the first half of 2013, a year's time in 2 years span. We're going into a break. I want to continue this discussion about why we are no longer number one in freedom. Not only that, we're not even the top 10. We're number 12. And we think we're the leaders of freedom? I don't think so. I think we've lost focus. We're going into a break. I'm going to give the number, but I'm going to ask you to wait to call. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio welcomes Marita Noon, Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great, as well as Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy, or CARE. Marita Noon will be our energy educator on a monthly basis. The first Tuesday of each month, Marita will bring to us an energy report, and we'll discuss how energy makes America great. Marita is your voice for responsible policies concerning energy production, exploration, use, and distribution in the United States. Marita is a powerful speaker and leader for Common Sense Energy Policy. I'm proud she's now a sponsor and educator with CSE Talk Radio. While bureaucratic policies are out to destroy this nation, Marita will tell you that energy makes America great. Go to energymakesamericagreat.org or join Marita here. Welcome her to CSE Talk Radio and thank her for all her energy and hard work and research, because energy does make America great.
Pen is here. Hot off the presses each month. The Pen is the official monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 12 monthly issues. You heard correctly. 1 year of news for only $24.95. Common sense is what we speak, and that's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy it each month. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it's necessary to keep informed. And that's what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do. We want to serve our listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I know the calls are coming in. I want you to wait just a little bit and have some patience with me as I finish this one article, and then I'm going to take calls, okay? So, in this article, and this is from The Corner, but they're actually gleaning their information from the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation, okay? So, in this, it said that the data was compiled from the last half of the year of 2012 and the first half of the year 2013. So it's covering a year's time. When President Barack Obama took office in 2009, the U.S. was ranked the sixth freest economy. Okay, now I still don't think that's good enough. We should be the number one free nation. It is the only country in the world to have recorded a loss of economic freedom each of the past 7 years. Well, we've lost longer than that. I know they want to blame everything on Barack Obama, but we've lost longer than that. If when he took presidency, we were only number six, and now we're down to number 12. If we get more presidents and senators and representatives that are all about careers and all about pleasing everything else except freedom and holding to their constitution, we're going to continue to drop. Because they no longer put any value on private property. They no longer like that word sovereignty. It's a dirty word to them. And so we continue to drop in freedom.
Since 2006, it says, the U.S. has suffered a dramatic decline of almost 6 points, with particularly large losses in property rights, freedom from corruption, and control of government spending, according to the report. Substantial expansion in the size and scope of government, including through new and costly regulations in areas like finance, health care, has contributed significantly to the erosion of the U.S. economic freedom. The growth of government has been accompanied by increasing cronyism that has undermined the rule of law and perceptions of fairness. I like that, the perceptions of fairness. Now, listen to this. Hong Kong tops the charts for the 20th consecutive year. Others in the top 10 list include Singapore, Switzerland, and America's neighbors, the North Canada, North Korea occupy the lowest ranks there. So I had another article here that was giving some of that, and I want to give that real quick. It says other countries that place higher than the United States, beginning with number 6, are Canada, then Chile, Estonia, Ireland, Mauritius, and Denmark. The most unfree are China and Russia. Rounding up the top 20 are the United Kingdom, Taiwan, Lithuania, Germany, the Netherlands, Bahrain, Finland, and Japan. The United States of America, known as the home of the land of the free and the brave, is number 12. We are no longer number one. Anything under number one is not acceptable with Beth Ann. It's not acceptable. Not at all. All right, I'm going to go to the phones. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Great. I'm great. The sun's shining bright.
It is, isn't it?
The groundhog's going to see a shadow. And, of course, we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter.
Of course.
But I think you're confusing freedom for human beings with freedom for those special sorts of people called multinational corporations. And
I don't believe that I am. You always give me the ad, but I don't believe that I am.
I'm very consistent.
Yes, you are. So am I. I'm going to tell you right now, the government has way too much power, and that is why we are not a free people. They regulate, mandate our lives through bureaucratic departments of government. People we did not elect are telling you what to do, what not to do, and the ones we do elect are out there just kissing behind so they can get reelected another time.
Well, those
now, what does that have to do with me supporting corporations?
I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
You always do this to me, too. You always take personally what I say in general.
I do take it personal. All right, I digress.
I saw you in the Missouri Ruralist, actually.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is that this free trade, I think they're confusing economic freedom and free trade. You know, if we would totally deregulate banks and totally throw away any trade regulations we have and any safety regulations, then we would score very high on this freedom index. But would that help human beings or these special sorts of people called corporations?
Well, and of course, there are those that believe the opposite of you and me, and they think that will make us freer if we join on the bandwagon with these free trades and everything, which we have, and it has declined us economically in many ways. Now, there are those that will argue with me and say, no, that's not, but we can see that we have gone downhill, and, you know, when we talk about corporations, we're actually talking about the big corporates that are they're the ones up there lobbying and getting their job done in D.C., while the American people, which should be the biggest lobbyists, there's 300 million of us to get the job done, but we sit back and we don't listen to the State of the Union address, and we don't get active in our small communities. Now, I'm not talking about you, so don't take that personal.
The State of the Union thing, the people that didn't listen to it, well, look at the voter participation rates. I think people are starting to realize that this professional wrestling thing that we call politics in this country, which is kind of like professional wrestling, you know, they all get out there and pretend to be enemies when really they work for the same folks.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesse Ventura referred to it as professional wrestling. He said, you know, I was a professional wrestler. He said, I got out there, boy, we acted like we was just enemies. And he said, afterward, we all went to dinner together because we all got our paychecks from the same fella.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they do too.
Yeah.
Just different groups of the same fellas.
Of course, you know, he's right on that, but I wouldn't listen to too much Ventura says.
And, well, that's true. But then look at who funds the Wall Street Journal and who funds the Heritage Foundation and a lot of these big think tanks. And you're looking back at the same group of folks.
Well, I am concerned. I'm very concerned about that.
Put this free trade. It's bankrupting this country, you know. I'd like to challenge anyone to a debate on free trade, but when we get there, we all have to take off all the clothes that weren't made in the United States and debate in that whatever we got left on.
Well, that could get a little distracting.
I'm going to wear a wooden barrel.
All right, I'm going to let you go because I've got other callers holding. Thank you. We have Walt from Michigan. Walt, how are you today?
Not bad, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about, you know, what you've been saying, and I want to ask you a simple question. What form of government have they turned the United States into? What would you classify it as politically?
Well, politically, I guess democratic.
Well, every plank of the Communist Manifesto has been established in this country, and socialist communism was perfected by the Jesuits in Paraguay.
Not every one of them have been yet, but they're working on it. But I don't believe, and maybe it's just because my heart doesn't want to believe, we are not completely communistic yet. But that is the direction they're leaning. And you know, I'm not sure, Walt, why they ever want to even try to do that. It's never worked anywhere.
Well,
it's never worked.
I can tell you this. Ex-Secretary of the Navy Richard Thompson wrote a book in the 1800s, called Footprints of the Jesuits. He said if the Catholic Church ever got control of the United States, we would have no more freedoms, just like everywhere that Rome is gone, they've destroyed the freedoms of every country they've gone into. You look around the world, China, Japan, everywhere, the United States is dominated by Roman Catholics.
Okay, well, hold on. That's not totally true, but we're going to go into a break, and I'm going to have to let you go because I've got other callers holding, okay? And I am going to read the Communist Manifesto when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, Plus, her real buckaroo calendar. All for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, brushstrokes and balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before I go to calls, and I know I've got a bank of you holding, so just be patient with me. Because of what Walt has said, yes, I believe we're going down this road. No, I don't believe we're 100% there. Yes, I believe we have some freedoms. No, I do not believe we are a free nation anymore, as our founding fathers tried to establish us and did establish us. I believe we get entangled in too many wars. I believe they're all for the, not all of them, but the majority of them have been for the wrong reason. They have been to promote other things other than freedom. And I believe that we, the people, have been silent too long. We have allowed this to happen because we are supposed to be the ones in charge. I believe that Congress as a whole do not do their job. They are too busy up there making deals. They are D.C. occupiers. And I believe whatever man we have in the White House isn't following the Constitution. The one today isn't, and the others have not all either. So
I have several callers holding, but I want to read this Communist Manifesto to you. This is the list of 10 things that they need to do, and you can see that they are doing it through mandates, regulations, and other things, taxation, other things that we, these burdens that we allow to be put upon us. The abolition of private property, that is absolutely necessary to become completely communistic or socialistic. Now, you could call it whatever you want to, but when the government owns the land and you do not, you are not free. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Wow. Government control of labor, corporate farms and regional planning, government control of education. We're not 100% on any of those, but we are mighty, mighty, mighty close. We have Chris from Massachusetts. Chris, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Beth Ann, for taking my call. Just two quick points, if you will. I first of all want to say that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and
yes.
And I feel I have failed. I've been active as a patriot, but even I feel our country has failed in that. So, and I agree that we are not, by our founder's standard, free. And the second point is, Beth Ann, that a few Fridays ago somebody called in, and he made a remarkably illusory, unfounded statement to you that you talk. He said that you talk down to your people. I've been listening to you for many, many years, and there's no talk show host, and I'm in my early 60s, is more gracious to the public and their callers and more loyal to them than you are. And that completes my two points, and I want to thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I believe we are family. And, Chris, I believe we've got to come together on these common denominators. There is a common denominator, and liberty is one. And you're absolutely right. You know, freedom is never really won. There's always somebody around the corner trying to take it away. And if you're not paying attention, you know, they say women a lot of times are victims, or anybody that's a victim, are victims because they're not aware of their surroundings. And we, the people, have not been aware of what's going on with these elected officials. And it didn't just start in 2008, and it didn't just start 10 years ago or 20 years ago. This has been going on for a long time, and we have been asleep at the helm. And I cannot boast, Chris, that I have been involved. And so I am doing all that I can right now. And I think my biggest mission in life is to pull us all together. You know, the gentleman that called earlier, and he was bashing the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation. Well, I'm not going to agree with everything any of them says, but I really like the Heritage Foundation on a whole. I don't agree with 100% of everything, but, you know, we're not going to agree 100% on everything, but we have got to come to that common denominator and down that funnel where we're at least going to the same direction, and that is for liberty. We need to boost the economy in this nation, and we need to make sure that we're safe, and we're not doing either one of those things. And, I just really appreciate it, Chris. Thank you for that kudos and that pat on the back. I needed that. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm all right. And how are you, Beth?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
Good to hear that. Yeah, I wanted to talk about what I think is the underlying reason for America's decline. And that's this. Okay, recently I watched on YouTube the 1942 movie that the American government made. It's called Hemp for Victory. I didn't call it to talk about hemp, though. But what I particularly noticed in watching this film made in 1942 was how healthy all the Americans in that movie looked. You know, everybody looked slim and healthy and in good shape, you know, compared to when you look at Americans, and so many Americans are obese and just grotesquely looking, you know, unhealthy and out of shape in some way. And so I think what's happened is because since the end of World War II, Americans have gone more and more and more towards an increasingly, you know, unnatural lifestyle, with living in big cities, with eating so much junk food, with taking so many drugs, with spending so much time watching television instead of doing something of your own, you know, doing some creative work of your own. Americans have just gone so completely towards an artificial lifestyle that they've degenerated so much that they just cannot any longer, you know, think straight and clearly and, you know, about what, realistically about politics or just about anything else.
Do you remember
that? I think is their underlying reason for America's decline.
I think you're probably right. Do you remember the song In the Year 2525?
Yeah, I remember that well, yeah.
When you made that comment about the pill, and you know, taking a pill for this and taking a pill for that, and that was in that song. And, you know, we've become such a nation that thinks, you know, well, I got a pain, I can take a pill, or I've got a problem, I can take a pill and fix it. You know, I had a rough time when my dad passed away back in 2007, not just because of his passing, but some other events that were taking place in my life at the same time. And that's when we found out Mom was really suffering pretty bad with the Alzheimer's and more advanced than we had really thought that she was, because Daddy was protecting her. And when I went to the doctor and she asked me how I was dealing, I said, well, I'm dealing okay with it. I said, it's rough, you know. And she wanted immediately to put me on antidepressants. And I just told her absolutely no, I wasn't going on them. And, you know, I just relied on my family, relied on the Lord in prayer. And I made it through it. And it's, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's the same. But I'm just thinking, you know, we just seem to think we can throw a pill at our problems and fix it. And we can't do that. And we can't. We can't just elect one right person and fix this mess. We have got to all get on board and get involved. And I really do believe that from the bottom of my heart. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I really do believe it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, you mentioned Switzerland as being near the top of the list. You never hear anything about the Swiss government. And the reason you don't is because it barely exists. That all of their economic and political authority is at the local level. The country is divided into cantons. It's such a contrast to the United States. And then also, crime in Switzerland barely exists. And the reason for that is that every household is part of the Swiss national defense, and therefore every household has a lock AR ready to go.
You know, that's pretty discouraging to somebody who wants to break into your house.
Yeah, I guess it's a good reason not to.
So that would discourage crime, but we can't seem to convince liberal progressives that that's wrong, you know, that's the way to do it, I mean. And
to depart from this just for a second, in national news, they really played up, I think it was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a three-year-old had reached into his mom's purse and fired a gun. He thought he was going for an iPad, and two people were injured. And they just beat this stuff absolutely to death. And, you know, with any type of you get into a car.
Yeah, we're heading into a break. I've got your point, and I'm going to expand on that when we come back, Steve, okay? I'm going to have
sure.
to thank you for your call. We're going
have
into
a
thank you. You do the same. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. Are we a free nation? And we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSE Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. And as I was going into that break, Steve was making a point that when there is an accident with a firearms, the media makes a big deal out of it, a big, big deal, and discourages people from, you know, having them in their homes and trying to tell everybody that they're horrible weapons, they're horrible this and horrible that, you know, and yet we see Switzerland has absolutely no issue with it, and everybody has a gun. Everybody has a gun. It's a must. It's a have to. Well, we don't have a have to, but we have a Second Amendment that says we have every right to. But we do have responsibilities. So if you have a firearm in your home, you have to take care and make sure that it is safe. That is teaching the children. If you make that decision, your children need to know what you have. If you keep it in your purse, you need to know. Don't let the child get into the purse. Especially if you got a hair trigger going there. But going back to some of these things now, I had to kind of chuckle at this headline, and this is also coming from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation, and Kate Scanlon is the one who wrote this article. I'm not going to share the entire article with you, but it goes right along with some of the things that I have been saying. It's citing the Constitution. Paul Ryan defends Israeli's leaders. Address to Congress. Okay, you know all about that. You've been hearing it all over the news. Congress has offended President Barack Obama. They've gone over his head to invite Netanyahu. Da 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 da. Instead of working together, We just see dissension constantly in this land. That's not free, people. That is not free. Why are they so heated up and angry at one another? I see nothing wrong with having him come and talk to Congress. I think they need to know what's going on. It's obvious that they're not communicating well with the president. They can say whatever they want, that they didn't do it to offend him, and he can say whatever he wants that they did. It doesn't make any difference. Well, it makes a difference. But they have every right to speak with Netanyahu. They're supposed to be in charge. We're not in charge. We have equal powers. That's how we're supposed to be governed. These branches have equal powers. They have different powers, but they're equal. They shouldn't be fighting against one another, but they should be checking on one another, making sure that things balance out constitutionally for freedom, for liberty. But they're not doing that. Their chaos is our chaos. And it's like an earlier caller said, you know, they really do get along. They go out and play golf together, go drinking together, party together. So, who's running for president? And does it really matter? Well, I don't want a name brand politician, so to speak. I truly am tired of the rhinos. They are not conservatives. They are party people all the way, regardless. And, you know, Paul Ryan says constitutionally this is okay. Well, how about constitutionally other things for Congress? Senators and representatives alike. What are they supposed to be doing? The very things that they are in charge of, they are not doing. And they gave it up over 100 years ago with the Federal Reserve. And then they implemented income tax. And that is not by coincidence that that happened in the same year. And we've been fighting ever since, my friends, going downhill. That was the beginning. Well, maybe not quite the beginning, but that was the beginning of the loss of freedom. The loss of sovereignty, personal sovereignty. It's very important what goes on in your community. If in the Communist Manifesto they want to control your schools, they cannot control your schools unless you allow them to control them, which we have done. Well, going back to who is going to run for president, I read in another article from Newsmax today that with Romney falling out and that a lot of the money that was going to go to him is going to go now to somewhere else, and they're supporting, quickly turning to Jeb Bush and Chris Christie. And yet, it's obvious through Iowa that that's not the people's choice. So I don't know who these big monies are. But why support a name brand? Why not to support a people brand? Someone who's standing for the people. Now, I don't know a lot about Scott Walker. He's governor of Wisconsin. Apparently, he's done a good enough job. They keep electing him. I don't know. We reelected ours, and I don't think he's doing a very good job, so I don't know if that stands very strong, in my opinion. But he and Rand Paul did quite well in Iowa. They'll never seem to look at these that are not the name brand. Well, America, let's brand our own leader. Support who you believe you want as president. And go all the way with it, if you can. Now, most of us are broke. We can't give much in the way of money, but you can give something. Whether it's time, whether it's passing out flyers for them, holding, you know, going to some of their fundraisers or their meetings to hear what they say, do a little research. Like I said, I don't know a lot about Scott Walker, but apparently they think he speaks a pretty good balance between moderate and conservative, you know. Rand Paul's been doing fairly good. They've talked about Perry some. But these two men were the ones that were the shining stars in Iowa. Of course, there's lots more to happen. Lots more. This is only 2015. We're just getting started. Just getting started. My friends, as President Washington said, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. Let's not be patient anymore, and let's start being the republic that we are supposed to be, standing up for liberty and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.